coming to you live from the great city of Manchester, Connecticut. It's 8:55 p.m. recording time. It's January 25th. Jeff, fuck, it's February 25th, 2015. And we are seriously, very, very, very... We're seriously off track.
On a Wednesday.
And guess who's with us today?
It's Stuart and Linda.
And Peaches.
The gobbler of Peaches.
That's good shit, Peaches. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me again.
I understand that you had a particularly trying day at work or days at work. And
I did.
It can really suck it out of you. Last I heard from you before you got here, you were in traffic.
Yes, I was.
Nothing will energize a soul quite like road rage.
Well, it was traffic for traffic's sake. That's the worst kind of traffic.
Yep. Someone slows down to take a peek at something. There's nothing to take a peek at. Then the guy behind him has to deal with that, and it just ripples through.
It made no sense. I was waiting for like an explosion or something on the side of the road. There was nothing there.
Yeah, we always hope for explosions, but... Did you see that video of that house that exploded somewhere?
Nope.
All over the Facebooks. Some house apparently had a natural gas leak, and the goddamn thing blew right. There was a dash cam from, a cruiser or something. But the entire fucking house just lifted off of the foundation immediately and was done for.
Was there anyone inside?
Nobody was. Well, no. Actually, the headline says, it's shocking that nobody was killed. So I don't know that somebody was not killed, but perhaps was maimed and left living.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I did not see that.
Really? It kept popping up in my newsfeed repeatedly.
I wasn't on Facebook today, man. I was at work today.
Was it one of those targeted advertisements?
What the fuck are they advertising? I'll take two. It's natural gas. It's this good. What is so fucking amusing over there, mister?
Your podcast.
Oh, well, very good.
Actually, I was looking at 4chan.
That is not a good way to start your day.
If you're 18 and over, bring your ID and you can pick up a couple of these pickles. Otherwise, stay home, kids. I'm telling you, they're posting some great stuff.
Oh, some stuff. Oh, no, the Apple Cabin.
Gracias. Pork Dillingers. Shroom Quantities. Peer Buddies.
Peer Buddies. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm very familiar with the Apple Cabin foods.
Yeah, exactly. That's where this took off to. Sorry, my bad.
So we've posted a couple questions on 4chan, and we're waiting for some responses. And they just started recently filtering in. Yeah. Number one, and this is a professional concern.
Yeah, this is something I asked you to do.
Yeah, I posted.
I asked for this one.
I need some taglines for various fruits and vegetables. My career may or may not be on the line. I'll explain later.
And we've got some pretty good results.
But we got some results. I mean, it's...
Some of them are pretty good.
Some of them are oddly specific.
All right. Well, we started off with a dud, but... Apple, because you deserve it.
Peaches is pointing at herself, and I think I figured out what she meant now.
Oh, I knew, because she used words to do that.
Linda just pulled the sheets over herself, over in your chair. Oh, that's...
Loves the way I smell.
That's your jacket scarf and hoodie and whatnot.
Did she really pull them over herself?
She did. She literally was like, I'm tugging in.
She reached up.
Good night, everybody.
Fuck your shit.
All right, so... Taglines for fruits and vegetables.
Okay, so go through. Pick out some of your favorites. What do you got
so far?
Pick
the favorite ones.
Or just whatever strikes your fancy at the moment.
Banana, nature's dick.
Yeah, I like that one. Pineapple, the new watermelon. Watermelon, the thinking man's pineapple.
Pumpkins, ribbed for her pleasure.
That's the one I was looking at.
I know.
It's onion. As many layers as a David Lynch project and twice as successful at making you cry. I don't know what the David Lynch.
I'm trying to think of David Lynch. I can't stop.
David Lynch makes those movies.
Is that him? The one with like the weird, like Blue Velvet?
Maybe. And what's some other ones?
Blue Velvet. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Mulholland Drive. Has anyone seen that?
Okay, Google.
Carrots. Nature's other dick.
Pineapple. The new watermelon.
Beans. I hope you lose your job.
In context, it is quite funny.
Fish sticks, because I hope you lose your job too.
Watermelon, the thinking man's pineapple.
Kale,
everything Bill O'Reilly warned you about.
Can I just say nature's dick banana again? Can we repeat?
Nature's dick banana.
Let's just keep reading them, and then whichever ones we repeat a lot are the ones that I'm going to use to excel my career.
So you're going to be doing some sponsor reads with the... This will at least inspire some sponsor reads for...
Yeah, absolutely. I think... A
produce manufacturer?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, but yeah, banana. Yeah, yeah. These are gold. Pumpkins ribbed for her pleasure.
Come on, you know the one I like.
Let me find it. It's in a big chunk right down here.
Yeah, it is.
Peaches. The taste of Georgia with none of the lingering racism.
I gotta admit, this is pretty tame for 4chan.
I have to be honest with you, knowing a girl named Peaches and knowing her fairly well, I could come up with some better ones about Peaches.
Yeah. Hey, they don't know Peaches. I know nothing. That was voluntary.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's oddly specific.
That was very well.
It works.
None of the lingering racism. That's why I like you, Peaches.
Oh, did you know that Poland Springs? Is it Poland Springs? What's that seltzer one? Is it Polar? That's Polar.
Clearly Canadian.
No, Stop and Shop Mandarin Orange.
Mel sent me this picture.
What is? What flavor
it's
is
Polar?
Oh, the Georgia peach.
Oh, they have me in a bottle now.
I just wanted water that had fizzies in it.
Why is this so bitter?
Because it was a rough day.
I hope you lose your job.
Oh boy. I also posted a question at the My Little Pony board.
Yeah, how do you pony so far?
I asked, how do I pony? There's this girl I need to impress. I don't dislike pony. All right, the first response was rape.
Yep.
But this is 4chan, so that's to be expected.
Yeah.
Let's see. Green text, there's this girl I need to impress. You sack of shit. Okay, that's good. I can agree with that.
And it was a spoiler alert, too. It was even better.
Okay, this guy, he gives a green text account of how to do it. Get oversized original content pony fursuit. So he's saying make a pony fursuit. Put fedora on top of it. Dance outside her house until she comes out. Katana or manners, your choice to impress your lady. Take her to your 10 speed and let her stand on the pegs. Take her to the closest brony convention and introduce her to your friends. While she's stunned by the stench and your pure awesomeness, get her somewhere private. It's not that hard.
Wait, what's the difference in green text and...
Well, green text, that's... there's a narrative. That's not the actual reply. The green text implies a narrative of some sort.
Hey, there's a picture on this pumpkins one.
Uh-oh.
I clicked on it. I don't know how to work the 4chan.
Oh, that's not a picture.
What is it?
It's like the original poster.
For pumpkins, ribbed for her pleasure. I want to see it. How do I do that?
No, there's no picture there.
Oh.
There would be a thumbnail. Gordon has never 4chan'd.
How did you look at porn before porn was...
There is porn all over the goddamn internet. It's been there the whole time. Usenet, perhaps. Did you go to the news groups?
I didn't go to the news groups. That's not old.
It's from the 70s. It's pretty old.
Oh. Well, they're done.
But didn't 4chan start because of 2chan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know that much.
Moot, who just recently stepped down from 4chan.
Moot's final Q&A was posted right here on 1/23/2015.
We all miss him a great deal.
I don't know who it was, and I really don't care. But
it's a moot point.
That's true.
She words with the words. I saw the thing happen.
That was wording. Wait, ready?
All right. Ask her what she think about the horse pussy. This is the only way. And the final comment, run while you can.
And what other questions we got out there? Let's get some new ones before we go to break.
Stewie's become a little cat pod next to Peaches.
Your cats love my scent. I just want you to know that
he's like, I don't even need my front paws.
I am officially
sit near this orange sock.
The cat whisperer,
a pussy magnet.
Yes, clearly. Linda wanted to be buried in your
stench.
I was going to try to find a slightly nicer way to say it, but you said it, so yes, your stench.
My musk.
Yes, musk. I like that. That's almost romantic. Isn't it? Well, your womanly musk. Yeah. What's over there, Serious Johnny?
Well, let me tell you about it. We want you to come hang out and watch some hockey with us. XL Center in Hartford. You know who plays there? The Wolfpack. Ow!
I recall the game last year. Yeah. That was when you smashed me into a window afterwards and we had to run from the scene of the crime.
Well, I ran. You didn't run. You were just kept walking. And I said, Jesus, let's go. Broke a window, man.
You looked guilty as fuck running away from that crime.
Yeah, you got to walk away. You gotta look like
and it wasn't even safety glass either. There was giant shit. He, you know, we're just dicking around and he smacked me into this window and I leaned, fell into it. Not even heavy, but it wasn't safety glass. So these giant shards of glass fell down.
Don't worry. None of that stuff's going to happen this year.
Wait, where?
I was fine with it. I'll do it again.
Where did that happen?
Asylum Ave.
This is like out on the street?
Yeah.
You know, polar roller run.
I'd like to issue an apology to whoever's window we defiled.
You should have gotten a better window.
Yeah, you should have gotten better glass.
Didn't even like,
wait, like a car window?
No.
I'm confused.
A shop window.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, okay, because then I pictured, this is how my brain works. Then I pictured like four guys carrying like a big thing of glass, like, this was like asking for it, you know?
This was like a 5x10 piece of plate glass and it wasn't safety glass. It almost was like that last scene in Ghost, you know, where
it would have been you, Dread Boy.
Yeah.
What? Why of all the movies you've seen, Blue Velvet and Ghost?
I got some other ones.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Every who.
The look on your face right now. You know, I was just kidding. I like the vagina.
I gotta pee. This is the longest first part ever.
That is not true.
That's not even close to true. We did 20 fucking minutes yesterday, and then when you finally said, let's go to break, and I started playing the music, he started distracting me from going to break once the music was playing.
It's funny, because when you get excited, you do this thing that Poison does when she gets excited about things.
How many
it
minutes?
Gets me excited.
How many minutes?
We're going to wait another 7 minutes. How hard do you have to pee?
I got a glass.
It's hard.
I have a glass right here. I got a bottle. I'm not peeing in my bottle. I'm peeing in the glass.
Why? Is the bottle empty? Oh, it's not empty. You don't want to pee in that bottle.
I meant the water bottle.
Well, the water bottle's not empty either. I like to think it's half full.
I'm not peeing in my water bottle. I want to refill it.
Well, technically, you would be refilling it.
Not with urine.
It's still mostly water.
It is. Just a little bit of ammonia, some uric acid.
It's probably good for you at that point.
I could drink it, and then I could pee into it, and then you could drink that.
But he couldn't keep drinking his own chemistry.
You can't do that. You have to share it.
You've got to share your urine.
I don't think that's a thing.
That's not true. You can't drink your own pee.
It's like
you
can't fuck your sister, but
really?
You can fuck someone else's sister.
You could drink.
Ask 4chan. Can you drink your own pee?
You know, a 4chan would love that shit.
Let's ask that.
I would like an answer. Thank you. Just put it there because I want to know.
Put it on Ask Reddit. How do you guys 4chan, but you don't Reddit?
Yeah, do Reddit. Reddit's smart.
Because I spend enough time here. I can't waste any more time on an asshole of the internet. I'm already at the asshole. I don't need to go to the taint.
Oh, speaking of asshole, I've had the itchiest inner asshole for like the past 3 days.
It's the weather. It's got to be the weather.
Is it?
It's not the itchiest, but it's up there.
Literally. And then you can't itch it because you're going to stink palm everyone you go up to.
Everyone. So there's a time and place. But
well, I mean, I've been rubbing up against a lot of furniture lately. Let's put it that
you
way.
Now own it.
I don't remember this chair having a walnut stain. All right, so what did 4chan have to say about that one?
They said, fuck Gordon. This is bullshit. they can be mean. Oh,
no. I know you can't do that.
You know who is this?
Anonymous. I was going to turn my on-air light on, but then I was like, nah, we're going to go to break in a minute. Where's
your light? Turn it on.
I won that roller skating.
We're going to break. And I'm going to take that half a tab of acid and the Xanax.
Give it to me.
We can battle over it when you're peeing. Be right back. Seriously off track. I've got a half a tab of acid and some Xanax. I drank some vodka and I bought some cigarettes. I've got no more of the acid nor the Xanax. I still got my cigarettes. Yes, I still got my cigarettes. I bought my cigarettes.